I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXZY Radio, remembers the Bradford Mall. When the regional Bradford Mall opened in Foster Brook in 1969, with its more than 200,000 square feet of retail space, it immediately took sales away from Main Street businesses and surrounding towns. With a sparkling new JCPenney as its anchor, the new mall drew throngs of shoppers and curiosity seekers alike who wanted to get a taste of big city retail. Even Democratic candidate for governor Milton Schaap dropped by for a visit in 1970 to get a look at Bradford's newest shopping center. Across America, in the 1960s and 1970s, regional centers like the Bradford Mall introduced a different kind of shopping experience to rural residents. National store brands like Penney's anchored these shiny malls and gave other big brands like Firestone, Gallen Camps Shoes, and Woolworths, and eventually Kmart, new high-traffic homes. The Foster Brook location also drove a steady restaurant business for Carroll's Hamburgers that was located across the street. But for all its mod polyester 1970s no-iron clothing choices like leisure suits, equally loud and wide men's ties, Penney's brought its catalogs to life in McKean County, giving its customers the chance to view its broad selection of sporting goods, riding lawnmowers, fishing and camping gear in person. The company had little or no need to advertise in local newspapers. National TV campaigns featured their home electronics, microwaves, tools, hardware, car batteries, steel-belted radial tires, bicycles, and more. Locally owned retailers in surrounding towns struggled to compete with these regional stores, and newspapers really felt the crunch, suffering alongside Main Street merchants. With TV selling primetime ads to companies like Penney's, consumer loyalty to local merchants eroded. As a kid, I remember making evening trips to the mall with my family, usually about twice a month. My parents bought my first bowling ball at Penney's and my first tennis racket. Sometimes we'd have dinner at Woolworth's Harvest House, and sometimes we'd go to Carroll's across the street. I must admit, there was an attraction then that was strong enough for our family to drive 30 to 40 minutes to buy stuff that we saw advertised on TV. History will remember the success of malls like the one in Bradford as being relatively short-lived. Despite its many lineup changes, such as adding a more than 90,000 square foot Kmart next door and adding an Ames store to the mix, by the late 1970s, the mall struggled to survive. Today, specialty stores like Tractor Supply and Big Lots are joined by Aldi, Dollar Tree, Sheetz, and Taco Bell. But the main draw in the area is the Super Walmart across the street. If regional malls were the first hungry predator to threaten Main Street businesses, Walmart is the big bad wolf. I once heard a local business owner say that the only thing worse than having a new Walmart built in your town is having one built 30 miles away, siphoning both jobs and customers out of town. Just as the opportunistic regional malls did 50 years ago, Super Walmarts have seized every possible pricing and inventory selection advantage. The best footnote to this story, however, is the resurgence of Fraley Street businesses in Kane today. As tourism flourishes, all boats are again rising with the tide. With a bevy of uptown restoration projects, positive changes abound, and local businesses are expanding again. Today, Kane is both a great place to live and to do business. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.